Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. Before we wrap up our pleasant conversation with my good friend John DeVito, I want to remind you that tomorrow, Saturday, July 27th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., Eric and I will be giving our Compassionate Boldness Symposium. This is going to be hosted by the Adventure Church, 352 West, 123rd South in Draper, Utah. If you have the time and want to stop by, we would love to meet you. And that's from 9 to 1 tomorrow, Saturday, July 27th, for the Compassionate Boldness Symposium. John DeVito was a former Mormon. He was asked to participate in an article that was printed in Christianity Today magazine, basically dealing with the young people that are joining the Mormon mission as a result of lowering the age. But you mentioned some things in that article about salvation by works and grace and things like that, and it was obviously read by Jana Rees, who's a Mormon blogger and author. She responds to this in a blog article titled, "Mormon Works Versus Evangelical Grace? Not so fast." And so I think what she's trying to do in the piece is she's trying to make it sound like the differences between us are not that huge. And we hear that a lot from a lot of modern Latter-day Saints. They want to put us at ease, that it's not quite as radical as maybe people might have thought in the past. Before we left yesterday, we were really on a roll here and ran out of time. And you were quoting from, I think it was the topical guide references?
Rees references the LDS Gospel Topics reference, mm-hmm. Which is also found on the LDS website, where she says it defines grace as, quote, "the help or strength given through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ." And so she's saying, see, this is our view of grace. And that sounds very nice. But again, that very same definition that she references, listen, through the grace of the atonement, we all can be forgiven of our sins. We can become clean before God. Now, this is to receive this enabling power, we must obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, which includes having faith in him, repenting of our sins, being baptized, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and trying to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ for the rest of our lives.
Okay, and we would certainly say what is in that list, we would put in the category of sanctification.
Right.
We are justified by our faith,
yes.
And we're not saying that there are not works as a part of our Christian walk. Of course there are works. Do you really think, though, sometimes, John, because I sometimes have to wonder about this, are Mormons just not listening to us when we say that? They give the impression we're all a bunch of antinomians, you know, that we just want to go out and be hedonists and still rely on that grace to be saved.
Right.
And I don't get that impression from many of us in the Christian camp.
Well, no, it shows a lack of understanding of what Christianity has taught. She goes on to say very much that. Now, what she does is the end is she says, look, a danger. So she has this spectrum, which I kind of already critiqued previously between grace and works. I don't like that notion of spectrum, but. She says, now, a danger of the Mormon view of grace, right, with kind of a works aspect that is included in this, is that it can easily devolve into the caricature that some evangelicals have charged us with, the notion that our works can save us. Now, it's interesting she mentions that, Bill, because in that interview that I talked about before, this interview she had on the podcast Mormon Stories, she says she is gravely concerned with a Mormon culture that is legalistic. She actually says that she doesn't believe our Sabbath keeping has anything to do with our eternal destiny. Here's my point. The reason, Bill, the Mormon culture can be legalistic, the very thing she does see as problematic, is because of Mormon teaching. It's the result of generations of teaching that has led to this legalistic culture that now she sees as a danger. her view of grace is not what has historically been taught, or at least it seems different. And so she says, as the second CT commentator rightly observes, that, by the way, is me, a performance-based religion leads either to pride, I can do it, or to despair, I can't do it. And that's, of course, what we see over and over among Mormons, isn't it? So then she goes on to say, so that's the danger, which I think is the reality of the Mormon view of grace and works. But she says, a danger of the evangelical view of grace is complacency. If grace is merely the key that unlocks salvation, then why does the vast majority of the Bible focus on graceful ways of inhabiting this life? How we spend our money, teach the gospel, serve our neighbor, feed the poor. So what's she saying? Well, if this is what you believe about grace and salvation, then it's that antinomian argument. Then you can live however you want and you've got eternal life. And the funny thing is, this is exactly what Paul addresses in Romans chapter 6. You know, may we go on and sin that grace may abound? Of course not. Anybody who knows that we are saved knows not only is this salvation a declaration that we are not guilty and that we are reconciled with God, that we have eternal life with Him, that this is all a gift of grace, but that He gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit, which transforms our life more and more progressively. We become like Christ our Savior, and this produces good works. I wish there would be more recognition, like you say, of what the Bible teaches here and what we believe, because of course we believe all those things, but what we see is they are a fruit of a reconciled life with God, that it is a result of eternal life, that it is not a part of gaining eternal life. See, she sees it as a spectrum. Okay, we're maybe not exactly on the same page, but we're close. And that's not the Apostle Paul's view. In Galatians, he says, no. Look, you can't just be close. You have to be exactly where God has revealed you must be, which is dependent upon the grace of God. And that's why the whole book of Galatians, Paul writes against those who want to try to add aspects of works to salvation. And that's why he has such a powerful letter there, and why he is so critical of the Church of Galatia, which is looking to trying to add certain requirements for their being faithful Christian living.
She cites Mormon apologist Michael Higginbotham, who has written books defending Mormonism.
Yes.
Higginbotham makes this statement that when I read stuff like this, coming from a person of his caliber, I just can't help but roll my eyes. He says, LDS beliefs are not a system of works righteousness. Mm. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, let me just very quickly, folks, let me read you something. Now, you said, John, when yes. most of your childhood and your formative years, you were under Spencer W. Kimball.
Yes.
He was the prophet, mm-hmm. seer, and revelator of the Mormon Church while you were in the church. This is what Kimball says. And however powerful the saving grace of Christ, it brings exaltation to no man who does not comply with the works of the gospel.
Yes.
With the works of the gospel. He also says, and this is Miracle of Forgiveness, that was page 207. Now I'm going to read 208 very quickly. Mm-hmm. Eternal life hangs in the balance, awaiting the works of men.
It's so clear, and that's what I was raised with. But here, Bill, I think this gets to a great point that maybe we wind up ending with here in our time together. And that is, she may grant some of what we're saying. I don't know. I'm not speaking. You know, we haven't had a conversation. But she may agree with some of these, because she says, over the last two decades, Mormonism has been emphasizing grace more and more from the pulpit. And she says, as I've tracked this theological evolution, and then she continues on, and I'm sitting back like, well, wait a minute. Is what you're saying, and I don't know, what is this change that you're talking about? Is it merely a change in emphasis that, you know, our doctrine hasn't changed, our theology hasn't changed, but we're talking more about grace than we used to? Well, if so, that doesn't change the substance of the arguments we have, Bill. This is not the gospel of grace that God has revealed in the Bible. But if she's actually trying to argue that over the last couple of decades, that the church is moving doctrinally, substantially, theologically toward a greater recognition of grace and what Christ has done, then I have to ask, where's the repentance? To actually suggest that you could believe a gospel and teach a gospel that includes works, and to say we're moving away from that. Well, this is the gospel we're talking about. Where is the repentance, the recognition that we taught error before? If that's what you're saying, and I don't know what she's saying, but I'm saying if she is maintaining there is this shift, this theological evolution in Mormonism over the last decades, I would want to say show it to me. I certainly haven't seen it in what I've been reading from church leaders and hearing at conferences and other factors. But if you're going to go there with it, there needs to be a recognition of repenting for the errors and the misstatements of the past, because repentance is required for doctrinal and theological error. It can't be escaped, and of course that has not been forthcoming. I doubt it's forthcoming, and frankly, I don't think this shift. It may be true among certain BYU professors and teachers. It may be true among certain Mormons today. But among the church's teaching, I haven't seen this shift. And if so, I would expect a recognition in there that, you know what, we were teaching falsehood before. And we repent of that. We've come to see biblically a need for there to be a stronger teaching on grace.
I think you make an excellent point, and that is one of the problems that we see. We do not see the LDS leadership ever apologizing for anything. They just don't do that. They expect the people to do that, and they strongly emphasize repentance on the part of the people. But when the church as a corporation makes serious errors, they never seem to apologize for these things. And you're right, they should. But to give us the impression, as Mr. Higginbotham does, that the LDS belief system is not a works righteousness system, it certainly has been. And I think you're right. It certainly is right now. I don't know where he's getting this. Maybe he's just playing a semantical game. But the fact is we can easily prove that it most certainly is a system of works righteousness.
We're not, by saying works righteousness, we're not denying that they believe grace is an aspect of their teaching. But what we're saying is that works is included in the gift, not in the gift of salvation, but in ultimately achieving eternal life. Any way you talk about eternal life having as conditions or requirements works is a system of works righteousness in our view.
There's no doubt about it. John, I want to thank you for this past week and your contribution to this show and wish you well in all that you do. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. You just listened to today's broadcast of Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear previous shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is free on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the right side where it says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today.